Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, dear Christian friends, our text is the section from Hebrews, which was read earlier, especially verse 9. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. This is the word of the Lord. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. That's what a Greek squad said to Philip early in the first Holy Week. Well, why wouldn't they want to see Jesus? Even his opponents had to admit, look, the whole world has gone out after him. Those Greeks in the whole world wanted to see the man who raised Lazarus from the dead. Those Greeks in the whole world wanted to see the king who the crowds paraded into Jerusalem as a victorious king. Those Greeks in the whole world wanted to see why he was a curiously humble king on a donkey's colt. They wished to see this great man, this miracle man, this strangely curious man, and those Greeks and the whole world got their wish, but saw a condemned man dying on a cross. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. We still do. I don't know if it's just a North Dakota thing, but those words had become a saying of sorts, which means we want to hear the clear gospel preached. And as a guest preacher in many pulpits, I saw those words written out and taped to the pulpit. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Those people wanted to hear sermons about Christ crucified, foolishness to some, but the power of God and the wisdom of God. They wanted to hear the good news of their Lord dying on a cross because perhaps too many times they had heard about a great man, a good example, a kinder law giver. Today, we wish to see Jesus. And in these words to the Hebrews, we do see him. In the first chapter, we see Jesus, who really is greater than the angels. And in the second chapter, we see the same Jesus who really is made lower than the angels. We see Christ crucified. And by the grace of God, we see Jesus who tasted death for everyone. Jesus tasted death for everyone so that we taste his great salvation. You know, on that first Holy Week, the crowds rejected Jesus. On the first Holy Week, even the strongest disciple denied Jesus. But many Holy Weeks later, when these words were written to the Hebrews, the danger was not so much the denial of Christ crucified, but the drifting from that anchor of faith. The text begins, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. When urging us to pay much closer attention, the writer uses a phrase that describes the care that a ship's captain used when guiding the ship into a harbor. Another nautical image is used in describing this drifting away from Christ. It's not a ship blown in a storm or a ship under full sail, but a ship drifting from where it's supposed to be. Blown away, sailing away, drifting away. How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? You can't. If every transgression or disobedience of the message which went before Christ received a just retribution, how can we escape if we neglect and drift away from the very gospel of Christ? Sir, we wish to see Jesus. You know, there had to have been some common thread, some memorable pastor's conference, some memorable sermon illustration that led to those words being taped to so many pulpits. When I saw that note, I wanted to tape a little mirror next to it. No, they weren't going to see Jesus in the mirror. The mirror would be the mirror of God's law. Before we see Jesus, we ought to see ourselves. And it's not a pretty picture. We see our sins. If we first see ourselves in the mirror of God's law, then we're better able to see our Savior in the gospel. So before we see our Savior, we see someone who needs much more than an example, someone who needs much more than relaxed laws. We see a poor, miserable sinner. And though we have not denied our Lord, the law marks how far we have drifted. It's only a small distance. It's only a little neglect. But how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? There is just retribution for our neglect as well, for our lack of attention, for our little drifting. Oh, sure, there are some terrible sinners out there and some small sinners in here. There are some major deniers out there, some petty drifters in here. We want to see Jesus, but do we really want to see him on the cross? Raise someone from the dead. Be our king with liberty and justice and free health care for all. But we see suffering. We see the cross. What's so great about that salvation? Jesus tasted death for everyone so that we taste his great salvation. The writer to the Hebrews tells us what's so great about it. It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard. And then he said, God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then with us and for us, Jesus was made for a while a little lower than the angels. And in that state of humiliation, in that humbling himself even to death on a cross, Jesus has received glory and honor, and everything is in subjection under his feet. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Look very closely. We see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For everyone? For you? For me? Jesus tasted death for everyone so that we taste his great salvation. It's unfortunate that in our language, in our idioms, a taste means a little tiny sample, a small amount. But for the one who wrote these words, a taste was an idiom which meant to experience something to the fullest extent possible. Jesus experienced death to the fullest extent possible so that we experience life to the fullest extent possible. Peter's denial was forgiven. Your drifting is forgiven. The rejection of Jesus was paid for. Your neglect is paid for in full. God paid careful attention to us and perfectly brought our souls into the harbor, anchoring us to this great salvation. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.